Ladies and gentlemen, the fabulous Miles.
What I need.
I was gonna say the last surviving member of this Disorderlies, you know, that Disorderlies movie. Miles Title.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, quadruple bypass Miles Title. Thank you.
I was just trying to drop some beats, you know. And...
yeah, you dropped some beats, all right. As your mom would say, you need to drop some pounds.
Yeah.
Actually, I heard like the coolest damn song the other day.
Yeah, was it your mother?
No, it was not my mother. It was something called Sail by AWOL Nation.
I never heard of that. You sure that wasn't Christopher Cross?
No, this was really a unique song.
Well, it's not too far to paradise.
It's very bassy.
Not for me.
Like super bassy in it, man.
Wind is right, we can sail away. Find tranquility.
Blame it on my ADD, baby. Sail.
Is this the song you heard? It sounds terrible.
Yeah, I heard it on the radio. Hmm. I've never heard this song before. It like totally took me away.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Sailing took you away to where you always heard it could be?
Different. No, that's a little bit different, yeah.
Yeah.
Far from paradise.
I know you're a big Christopher Cross fan, so.
The Wilkins something, huh?
I believe, in college, didn't you have some logoed activewear Christopher Cross?
I had the flamingo tattooed on my butt cheek. Yeah.
Christopher Cross activewear. Yeah.
Sailing.
I believe he had a line of fat guy clothes back in the 80s.
A man doing to be.
Yeah.
There was actually a great story on Howard Stern many years ago. I was listening to it, and he had Christopher Cross on, and he was saying how he was inspired with sailing, that an older guy kind of befriended him and actually took him sailing a little bit, you know.
Stern?
No, not Stern. Christopher
Cross. Oh, Christopher Cross, okay.
No, Cross said the song was inspired kind of like from his youth, this older guy, you know, kind of a big brother, little brother thing.
Yeah, okay.
And he's like, yeah. He goes, God, I'd love to meet that guy. He goes, I know he lives in, like, Dallas or something, but I can't find him. He had a very unusual name.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, I've hired detectives and everything. No one can find him. And within minutes, people started calling the show, like, yeah, we looked in the yellow pages, and here he is. And they actually called up the guy. The guy was like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
I remember that. I was trying to get in your trousers, Chris.
Well, it wasn't quite that. Yeah, it wasn't quite the Bob Lamont.
Did he answer the phone and go, say, hello?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Mr. Harbert.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
I think his name was actually Al Glasscock. No, for real, I heard this a long time ago.
This is a setup. That's a setup.
It was just so funny because, like, yeah, I really spent a lot of time and money searching for this guy. And
yeah.
Find him.
Maybe not.
In, like, 2 minutes, people are calling up. Yeah, he's right here. Right here.
I got him. My neighbor is mowing the grass.
Yeah, right there. I'm looking at him. What do you want?
Yeah. I'll wave this beer. He'll come over here. Come here.
Hey, Sailing. Get over here.
That's right. Hey, Sailing.
We call him Sailing. Come here. Hey,
a fat singer's on the Stern Show.
Hey, you're half a sissy. I ought to hit you. Come here. Get out of
right,
here.
That's right.
Get out of here.
I imagine that's not the way they talk in Dallas, but
I don't know how they talk.
I don't either. Got me.
I was there once as a little child. I don't really remember.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. Is that when your real people stop?
Yes, my brush with fake when you meet real people. Yes. Why didn't you meet them? I guess they were on a train and waved.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't really meet them per
right,
se.
Yeah. Or Purcell, Sarah Purcell.
Sarah Purcell, John Barber. I was a big John Barber fan.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I could see that.
Was like
hey, Miles, it's John Barber. John Barber was kind of like a really poor man's Bob Hope.
Yeah, he's probably Canadian or something.
Yeah, Canadian Bob Hope, John Barber.
The whole cast was Canadian. I'm thinking back now. They all look kind of... Skip Stevenson definitely looked Canadian.
Skip Stevenson definitely Canadian.
Yeah, the whole show had to be...
Well, now whenever they got the little kid on there, you know,
Peter
Ralphie.
Peter Billingsley?
Huh?
Peter Billingsley.
Peter Billingsley, he's not Canadian, so...
Well, okay. Yeah.
And neither was Byron Allen, not Canadian.
Okay, all right.
I don't think he was. He was from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember Byron Allen? Those two are later to the show. They had all Canadians prior.
Was Fred Willard on that show?
He was, but he's not Canadian either.
Okay, yeah, he was on that. God, it was a long ago since I saw that show.
George Rafferty or something like that. He was another one on there.
Yeah, there was another. Yeah.
Blonde-headed guy or whatever.
Yeah, he's kind of, there's kind of a thin.
He's Canadian, though. Yeah, he's definitely Canadian. I have no idea if he is.
We should have a game show called Canadian or Not.
Canadian? Canuck or what?
Frog or not?
That's right. Oh, that's a Canuck.
Bob Lamette. Right. You are next. And you guess on Telly Savalas. Canadian or not?
Yeah, he's not Canadian.
You are correct for $100.
Thank you.
William Shatner.
He's Canadian.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes.
Yeah, see? I know my Canadians.
I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
Geddy Lee.
Canadian.
Robert Plant.
Not Canadian.
I can't trick you. Damn it. Not trick Bob Lamette.
That's right. I know my Canadians. Thank you.
Know your Canadians. That should be that. That should...
Know your Canadians.
I can't sleep at night. I wish there was something good on I could watch. Wait a minute.
I wish I could put all this Canadian phone book to good use.
Canadian or not?
Hold on, they've only got one book for the whole damn country.
For an extra $1,000.
Look, here's Rick Moranis. He's Canadian.
Canadian.
So there you go.
I'd watch it.
You would watch it, yes. Especially if they had, you know, kind of like who would be the hot Canadian chick?
There's
a lot of models up there.
Yeah, hold on, wait, I can't think of her name. Anne Murray.
Anne Murray is Canadian, yes. That's what you come up with when you think hot Canadian chick. Okay.
Anne Murray. Well, I don't know. I don't know any other Canadian chick.
I think that who is the Evangeline Lilly from Lost was Canadian, so.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
Yeah. Well, she's in the Hobbit movie, you know, anyway.
Gordon Lightfoot?
If I could get something and be Canadian. I don't think he's Canadian. He's just a youper.
No, I think he's Canadian.
Oh, is he? Okay, well, maybe you got me on that one.
Canadian, yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I think you're right. He is Canadian.
Welcome to the All Canada Podcast. You're glad you tuned in, you bastards. Oh, I know. How great would that be, man? Rick Moranis. That'd be so awesome.
Good day. Welcome to Canadian Podcast. Only have Canadians on the show, eh?
Hey.
Today we're going to talk about back bacon and the lottery. Thank you.
Back bacon.
That's right. That's right, eh? Back bacon, right.
What are you talking about, you hoser?
That's right. Yeah. I love the McKenzie Brothers. That was
excellent. I love how they got Geddy Lee to sing that song. Right?
Well, do you know how they got Geddy Lee to sing that song?
He's from Toronto. I know that.
He went to school with Rick Moranis in, like, grade school.
Are you serious?
Yes, they went to school together. That's how they know each other. I'm not kidding. They've known each other since grade school or something.
I'm going to Google this after the show's over.
No, it's true. That's how they know. That's how they did the whole McKenzie Brothers song and everything. They're friends, like, from way back.
How cool would that be, man?
Take off! Do the Great White North! Take off! It's a beauty way to go. Yeah, no kidding. That would be great. I imagine you got all the tickets and everything.
Like, you're, like, in an awesome rock band, and, like, your buddy's, like, this awesome actor. You're like,
yeah, exactly. I mean, you're living the life, right?
Nice.
Except Candy was always trying to get tickets, because, you know, he was trying to read in there. Yeah.
Take off!
Got any tickets for me, Rick, Getty, anybody?
Hey, Joe, take out.
Who's always doing his Johnny LaRue, you know? That was the real John Candy, was Johnny LaRue.
Oh, my gosh.
If you don't know, look up SCTV, and if you don't know it, Johnny LaRue, John Candy played a character. It's very funny.
We're probably talking about stuff people like, what?
Yeah, like, what?
Well, I'm turning this off. I don't even know what they're talking about.
These guys suck. They're Canadian.
Those Canadians suck, first of all.
Canadian.
Suck.
Turn these hosers off. We're not talking about beer.
No way.
No way. No, I love Canada. Come on.
Oh, Canada.
I don't like it. It's really cold up there, but...
I've been there a couple times.
Me too. I've been to Vancouver. I've been to Calgary.
I've not been out west.
You've I would love west. To go to Quebec, but...
I've been to Toronto. Quebec.
Or Toronto.
I've been to Montreal, Quebec, and one of those.
Toronto?
Toronto, Quebec, and Montreal.
Those are all like easterly. I've only been to the westerly.
Yeah.
The Alex Trebek is from Quebec, I believe. Yeah.
They're a little snooty, though. They all speak French.
You know? Yeah, well, that's interesting.
Yes.
I could get by.
Yeah, man, I know. Well, I know you speak French very well.
That's right. That's right. That's all I ever say. Meld.
Oof.
Yeah. All you ever say is, voulez-vous coucher?
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah.
Avec moi?
Yeah, you set me up on that, jackass. Thank you. I don't know what that meant. You know, girl, I'm like, sexiest school bus driver you ever saw in your life.
So tonight, you know, today at work it was like a hard day. I was like working the whole time. I didn't get a break. And I didn't get lunch today.
Oh, no. The humanity.
The humanity.
The humanity.
No. No. So I was...
McDonald's had to lay off people, actually.
Probably. So I also had to work a little later because I was going to pick my daughter up. After she stayed after school, and I said, I'll pick her up. And then, so I stayed a little bit later, so I was like really, really hungry.
All right.
So I left work, and the traffic wasn't bad, and so I got to over near school kind of early.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think I'm just going to go get something to eat. I haven't had anything to eat all day, you know.
Right.
I'm hungry. I deserve it, damn it. Right? I never do these kind of things.
Hungry.
Hungry. So there's this Qdoba.
Huh?
So I thought, you know, I had Qdoba recently. It was pretty darn good.
What's that?
It's like Chipotle.
Okay.
It's a Mexican place.
Oh.
So I go in, I get the Qdoba, and I'm like really hungry.
All right.
I open, it's kind of a weird configured Qdoba where the parking's kind of, most of the parking's in the back.
Yeah.
So I got a parking back, and I have to walk around. They have this side door to make it a little more convenient. They can't have the door in the back because that's where all the shipments come in or whatever. But
yeah,
so I go in the side door and this is going to be so good. I love Qdoba.
Yeah.
And I step in the door and I'm looking at I'm at the register area when you walk in the door there.
Yeah.
And there's this dude paying for his food and he turns and looks at me and I lose my appetite because he's got a trach. He's got a trach pipe. You know what I mean? And like he probably just like put his finger on it so he could say, you know, thank you.
Oh no, what the?
And I'm like, I mean, I don't blame the guy. If I had a trach thing, I don't think I'd worry about it at all. You know what I mean?
But, right.
But he was wearing like a wife beater.
Yeah.
With the trach hanging out and. And he wasn't that old. He probably was younger than me, but he looked old. I mean,
yeah.
He probably wasn't that old, but he looked a little older because he obviously has had a tough time of it. So I'm like, Oh, now I have to scrub my mind as I go to the other end of the counter. This phlegmy trach thing hanging out there. I'm like, oh my God, how can this guy eat Mexican with that trach thing? No, I don't blame the guy. The guy's doing, he's living his life. God bless him.
Yeah, no, there's special like that with the guy.
You know, I feel bad that he's got to live this, you know, life that he's been handed. But that's not what you want to see when you open the door. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's, you know, we've got a little Q-tip out there cleaning themselves, whatnot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh, wow.
But it didn't stop me. I still ate. So
yeah, well, yeah.
Just for a minute there, I was like, oh, my Lord, I should just leave right now.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, they have one of those fancy Coke machines.
So yeah, yeah.
Had to get, you know, fancy Coke. Yeah. Although I didn't, I got a regular Coke, but I like to push the buttons, so. But anyway, yeah, isn't that weird? I mean, isn't that odd?
Yeah.
Now, I worked with a lady who had one of those for a number of years.
Yeah.
But she always wore, like, a turtleneck and stuff.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? She's always covering it up and whatnot. So.
Hey.
I didn't mean to, you know, bring you down, but... Well, it'd only been better if he was, like, smoking out of it, you know?
Yeah, no, I just... That brings back memories of something I saw once.
Does this have to do with your parents and their bed, or...?
No, even more disturbing than that.
Oh, really? Okay. Miles is in here! Put it away!
No, it was just someone who had survived some horrible burns.
Oh, hey, yeah, I got stories about that. Come on, now.
I just don't even want to think about it. I'm trying to put it out of my head.
You know? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know?
I hear you.
I mean, I feel bad. I mean, what can you do? You know, like, jeez. You know,
what are you going to do? Exactly. What can you do?
I mean, they got a right to go out, too, you know.
You got to live your life, right?
Got to live your life. You're right. Yeah.
So, I don't blame the guy. That was just one of those things you just walk into. You're like, oh.
You weren't expecting it.
No, I was not expecting it.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Not in the late afternoon like that, you know.
Yeah, like in the morning, you'd be okay with it, but late afternoon, you're like, well...
After I hadn't eaten all day, come on.
Yeah, like, sir, I don't know if you know this or not, but I really haven't had anything to eat.
Yeah, I wasn't looking for that. You know, maybe wear, like, a priest collar.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're eating or something, or a dickie.
The wife beater seems like, hey, let me
well,
tell you in here.
In defense, this is a working man. He is a working man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, the weirdest thing was we made eye contact, which is almost enough to put me off. But yeah. The other thing is what, you know, put me over the edge. So.
Where are you staring at?
Yeah, what are you looking at, you funny
Your sexy, your sexy wife beater?
Yeah, your sexy wife beater. Oh, my gosh. So you were doing something quite interesting this evening as well, apparently. I don't know.
Internet porn?
You were in the garage. You said you were in the garage.
I'm in the garage. No, I just, I'm trying. I don't know if it's going to work or not.
We got to get the Wi-Fi to work in the garage, kids.
I'll be out here for quite a while.
That's right.
It's steady quite a while now.
I know the fall's my favorite season. I can go out in the garage for a long period of time with the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just I'm going to be the governor.
The governor
from Walking Dead.
Yes, you look nothing like the governor. Just so you know.
Not really, because he seems to be very tall and thin, which I would be not. Well,
he's more barrel chested, and you're more
keg chested.
Yeah. No, you look more like a. I don't know, like a box of wine with some breasts.
Thank you. Yes, I look like a box of wine with breasts. Thank you. I look more like the Well Walker, if you know the show. I could be the Well Walker if I just shaved my head and kind of squinched my eyes a little. So, no, I don't know. I'm working on some prototype stuff, you know, making the fish tank for the heads, you know, stuff like
that. So, have you got like a call out for somebody actually looks like the governor to walk around with you?
I see. Like a stand.
Are you going to like have a picture with you or something?
Well, I got the eye patch. I spent $1.98 for the eye patch at Walmart. So.
Oh, there you go. You're awesome.
Have that going. So.
Yeah, I mean, he's got like hair, a lot of hair.
Yes, asshole. Yeah, I know.
Exactly. I mean, you know, and it's fairly well styled.
Yes. Thank you for being a jackass.
I think I'd spend the $4.95 on the wig at the dollar store.
Oh, it'd be great if I did get a wig, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd get a wig.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't go wrong with a wig.
I know. So that's I'm working on some signs, you know, and stuff like that.
Does the governor wear signs? I don't understand that one.
Well, no, it's going to be like, you know, welcome to Woodbury and stuff like that.
Oh, this is for your yard. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's a whole yard thing. I'll be walking around my eye patch. And
you're going to get some aquariums or something? Or?
I'm making one.
Are you making an aquarium?
I'm tearing apart my old elephant I bought. I made. I'm using the bones from that, if you will, to make...
I got an idea for you.
This is what I've been waiting for. I've actually wanted your idea.
Oh, have you?
I've been waiting because you're an idea guy, like me.
Okay, so just get a sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And then use your elephant bones, your PVC.
Yeah.
To make like a backdrop.
Okay.
And then you can, if you can finagle yourself a projector, you can project the. You know, grab a scene from the show and project the heads in the aquarium stuff behind you.
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah.
So you sit out in front of it, the projector's behind you projecting onto this sheet the things there, so.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, well, that seems like a lot of work.
I could do that. Come on.
Yeah, but it's your idea, so I'm not going to use it. So.
No problem. Just go to a bunch of garage sales, get a bunch of aquariums.
I'm not going to do that.
And a mannequin heads, and then just put them in the aquarium.
I'm using the PVC. I'm going to use some Saran wrap.
Okay.
And it's going to look like a fish tank.
And you're going to make the kids stick their heads in it, or what?
Yeah, why not? They can do that. Well, I'm not going to do it. I got to be the governor. I got to walk around with the sword.
Man. Yeah, you got to be the governor, and then the kids got to stand back there, sit on... Apple boxes while their heads are stuck up through the bottom of this, you know.
I have
some kind of weird, you know, fetish device that you've made with Saran wrap.
Yeah, I have an idea. Like no one really wants to do this, but that's okay. You know, it's all right.
I think you got to get some mannequin heads. You know,
I've got a styrofoam head downstairs.
What are you doing with a styrofoam head?
I bought it last year. It just seemed interesting. So.
Oh, okay. And for a quanta.
No, it was about $10, but yeah.
It hooks up to my vacuum cleaner, but anyway.
No, it wasn't quite like that.
Well, I don't know. I got a feeling this is going to be another at elephant situation.
No, I was told I can't do that, so I'm not doing it.
Oh, no, I mean, it's going to turn into that.
Oh, I see.
you're going to start with this idea, and it's going to end up being like, you know, a tent, and you're going to be what was that Wes Anderson movie, the Moonlight Kingdom or whatever. You'll be the kid in the tent.
Yeah.
You know, in Moonlight Kingdom or whatever.
I know.
With your BB gun.
Yeah.
Trying to fill up little girls.
I should just be Dennis Hopper in River's Edge and just get the blow-up doll. And they don't like beer.
Yeah, you can pull your couch out on the front yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably more believable.
I think I could be the governor, though, if I tried.
Huh? Everybody would be like, that's what happens on the inside, too.
Mm-hmm.
Scholarship winner.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see who's laughing when it's all finished.
Oh, I'm sure I'll be laughing either way, but
it'll be my own creation.
Yeah, I hear you. I got pain in my arm tonight. I just realized that. I got it all over the place.
It's white and gooey.
Yeah. So I didn't realize I got paint on my arm. But anyway.
I got paint on my arm.
I got painting. Ho ho ho. Peanut butter banana sandwich. Huh. So yeah, no, I think it'll be laughable either way.
No, you can laugh. I don't care. Laugh. People laughed at the elephant. That's all right. You know, whatever.
I can't. I would guess any pictures or. Any pictures?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Put up some pictures. It'll be good.
All right.
Gunna.
Yeah.
Is one of your kids going to be the dude with the fake arm?
Merle?
Merle, yeah.
I don't know. Their friend wants to be like. Daryl, I guess.
Ken Barry from Mayberry RFD?
F Troop, yeah.
F Troop. You could be Forrest Tucker.
Yeah, I'd be a good Forrest Tucker.
You'd be a good Forrest Tucker, yeah.
Argon, or whatever his name was.
I can't remember his name.
Argon? I don't remember now.
Yeah. Your son, Miles Jr., could be Larry Storch.
Yeah.
He'd have to squat down a little bit, but he could do it.
I wanted to be Deputy Rick Grimes.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
And my son's like, well, maybe if Rick was locked in the Twinkie factory for a whole year.
Yeah.
Wow, really? Cold-hearted, man.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're even, you wouldn't even make a good old man. Come on.
Well, I'd be Herschel.
Herschel, yeah, you couldn't be Herschel.
Walking around. Now, Rick, you got to get back here.
Don't go to the barn.
Stay out of the long grass.
That's right.
No,
I don't know. There's any character on that show other than a zombie. Oh, you could be Otis.
Otis? Yeah, I thought about Otis. No Otis.
Everybody's gonna say, "Oh, are you supposed to be Otis in the governor's house?"
Or the zombie who gorged himself on Lori's flesh.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, okay. He eats her all entirely.
Oh, jeez.
He's like laying there on the floor, all bloated. He's like, like crushing the crown, the clown. Here. We'll see. It'll probably be a horrible disaster.
You could be Krusty the Clown. That would be a good.
Hey, kids.
Hey, kids. You put some green hair on that head.
I don't want to be Krusty.
Some white makeup, and you'd look almost like him.
Nah, I don't want to do
this. Well, everybody would think that you're one of those insane clown posse guys.
But, oh, I hate those guys.
I hate them. Come on now.
Get out of here.
You get your Faygo going.
Faygo.
You love the Faygo. Come on.
Faygo. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't love the Faygo? What do they call? They call them. Sells something, I can't remember. Oh, my dog's barking.
The Juggalos.
Or Juggalos, something. That's right. He's a Juggalo. Yeah. He could be a Juggalo. Yeah. And you go, I'm just a Juggalo, and everywhere I go,
hello.
People turn around in horror.
Sparking, quick, barking.
Oh, he's he got put away for the show here, so he's not happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll check on him here. Don't worry, folks. He's fine. He's fine. It's just every time he hears Miles' voice, he goes a little crazy. That's all. Well, who used to do that? One of my cats used to crap or something when they heard your voice.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Maybe.
Yeah, something like that. There's always some bad behavior.
Yeah.
After having to listen to you, so.
Thank you. Thank you.
Or puking, one of the two. I can't remember.
Yep.
So. All right, well, let's see. We'll see some pictures. Maybe you'll be the governor, huh?
I'll shoot some pictures tonight if you want.
I'm thinking maybe you'll be Maniac Cop. I mean, you guys.
You know,
look,
yeah,
like twins in that picture.
I put up the guy's picture to, you know, like 24 hours ago, and like, no responses. I go, that is really disrespectful, right?
I liked it.
So people, I tell you what, if you're a fan, you better comment. I'm out of my way to meet Robert Zidar.
Yeah.
I didn't have to.
Oh, crap. I spent a whole dollar.
For the show.
A dollar.
And you people better get with it.
How much was the picture? $5?
Ish, yes.
How much was it?
It was more than $5.
$10?
It might have been Tone, yes.
You spent $11.
Yeah.
In toto.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should get at least one comment out of that.
All right.
I'll agree with that.
Okay.
Give the man his comment before he gets all pissy.
Too late.